You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Up and at him, wakey wakey. It's Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out 4 minutes past. Morning, Jordan.
Morning, Simo. Hey, it was a big night last night for Aussie music. The ARIA Awards, of course, happened last night. Dean Lewis, Album of the Year, Guy Sebastian, Song of the Year, and Tones and I cleaned up, winning multiple awards. We don't have time to go through them now, but Best Pop Release and a couple of other most breaking artists as well.
Yeah, I saw her hop up on stage with a little speech. Did you see that? Handwritten?
No, I haven't seen her speech, actually.
So she had a handwritten note that was kind of all folded up and, you know, scrunched as she pulled out of her pocket, wearing a hat on stage as well.
I did see the Hilltop Hoods' speech.
Okay, how was that?
Slightly controversial, including some quotes that we can't say at this time slot and probably shouldn't have been aired.
Oh, right. So what, there was a couple of expletives thrown in?
No, I don't think there were any expletives, but some of the content was a bit defamatory.
Oh, boy. Well, the Hilltop Hip Hop Boys there, they're well known for kind of getting amongst it.
Yeah, they're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, they keep their eyes on the political stuff. It's good as hell kicking off our time together for Thursday. Lizzo, Ariana Grande as well. I do my hair. Yeah. Liam Payne, Quavo as well. Strip That Down on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Thursday.
Hey, Simo, you grew up on a farm.
Yes, I did.
A couple of cows around.
Yep, so we had, I reckon it was over 500 at least.
I mean, you can just make up any number. I'm not going to check.
They were poll Herefords.
We had 3 million. I'm not going to check. I just believe you.
It would have been at least over 500 poll Herefords. They're the maroon ones.
Thank you.
No worries. They got white faces, maroon kind of hides, if you like.
Hang on, so there are cows that aren't like white with black spots?
Correct.
Yeah, interesting. Didn't know. I'm not a farm person, as you may have guessed. But Simo, did you ever have to get the job of milking the cows?
No. So we were a beef cattle stud.
Oh, I see.
So thankfully not, but close friends and relatives in the milking game, which is quite difficult in Australia. Things have been better, I think, in the last couple of months because it's been a bit more of kind of activism, a bit more of a light shone on it. But for a long time, milk in Australia has not been great.
Well, Simo, somewhere where the milk industry is hoping to improve is Russia.
Okay.
And they've come up with a very unique way of doing it. They're more or less letting the cows play video games. I know that sounds weird. But, Simo, I'm going to show you the picture here of the cow.
Is it with virtual reality? I really hope they have goggles on.
Yes. There you go, Simo. So there's a picture of a cow with one of those virtual reality goggles on. They're the kind of things that kind of strap around your head. In front of you, they're a bit like sunglasses, but instead of being able to see through them,
they're
like little screens in the lenses.
That is brilliant.
And you can see that. The reason they're doing this, Simo, is because apparently cows produce more milk in the summer. So they thought, well, you know what, if we just show them a nice summer field and just have the cows walking around with these goggles on all day with just a nice summery field in their vision, that way they will produce more milk.
That's very cool.
Now, you see, I've got a couple of little gripes with this.
Yeah.
The first one you may have seen when I passed over the picture of the cow. You may have read my little notes there.
Yes, definitely.
Will they be watching just a nice summer field, or will they be watching movies? No, okay, fine.
There it is. That's points for that was lovely, Jordan.
Thank you.
The movies.
Thank you.
Oh, too good.
I'm here all day. Also, wouldn't the cows just be wandering around just bumping into stuff? Because they're just seeing like a summer field.
Yeah.
Whereas they're still inside a shed or just a normal field. Wouldn't they just be, you know, walking around and all they can see is a summer field, but they're just walking and just hitting their head on a wall or a tree or something like that?
Well, I guess whoever built the environments for the virtual cows has to be aware of wherever they are so that the summer field, at least, you know, the blockages there replicate what is actually there in reality.
It's a weird phone call to get.
Yeah.
Just, oh, hello, would you be able to order just a couple of virtual reality goggles? How big are our heads? Look, it's not for us. No, it's not for a family member or anything like that. It's not a present. It's for a cow.
most, actually, if I'm honest, most people that design video games would be like, I'm in. Keen for that. Virtual reality cows. Oh, I really want to see that in the flesh. At least something else.
Go to Russia? You can. You can see Daisy with a virtual reality goggles on.
Where's my passport? Peking duck this morning, Snow Fam. Tyrone Happy, I Like the Way on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up, and Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
Now, Simo, you're someone who likes to keep fit and healthy, am I right?
Big time, yeah.
You eat healthy, you go to the gym as well? But Simo, I feel that you're missing out on one major thing in your health regime.
I've seen this story. I'm not 100% sure I'm missing out. It's a bit of an interesting one.
Well, I mean, I think you are missing out. Having said that, I do not want to see you doing this particular activity.
No one wants to see it. Does she do this in public?
Well, yeah, so what we're talking about is an Instagram influencer has gone viral overnight. Metaphysics Megan is her name. She claims that butt sunning improves your well-being.
Okay.
Now, what is butt sunning, I hear you ask?
What is it?
Well, I mean, there's a picture here, and the picture is not something you want to see while you're eating your breakfast. It is her lying completely naked outside on her back with her legs in the air.
Yep.
And her buttocks facing the sun.
Right. Well, I guess you wouldn't need to do this.
What are you trying to say?
Because the sun shines out of yours.
Whoa.
Thank you!
And that is the end of Simo and Jordan. 6 till 6.54 every day.
Yeah, exactly. 6 till 6.55.
So she posted the picture of her doing this on Instagram, and it's attracted a lot of weird comments.
Yeah, it's just...
She says, I have been practicing this for a few months now.
Yeah, you'd want to practice
it a bit.
Believe
it or not.
Yeah.
She does 5 minutes a day of... Look, she calls it something else, a bit ruder. I'm just gonna stick with butt sunning.
Okay.
And she feels energized for hours. Says she no longer relies on energy drinks or coffee to start her day because she's getting all of her energy from the sun. She's also experiencing better sleep. Now, you may be expecting all of that.
Yeah.
But you gotta feel sorry for your neighbours, who I think it's safe to say are not experiencing better sleep because they're having nightmares.
Yeah.
Do not feel energised because they're constantly sick.
Yeah.
And are looking to move out.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Although, there is a famous fan who apparently does this as well.
What?
And now I say apparently because he said he's done it, but this person is very well known for pranking.
Okay, right.
You remember the old Jackass.
Johnny
Knoxville.
Yep.
It was one of those ones, very famous for kind of playing really cruel pranks and kind of taking stuff too far. He has apparently claimed that he does it, which I don't know if I believe.
It's kind of on brand for those boys, if we're honest. But would you have to be... You'd have to apply sunblock, I assume?
Well, it's interesting you say that.
Oh, no. Is there a product? Is there a product that she's created for this?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like, all along, this was just a product endorsement for... What is it? What did you call
it? Sunscreen.
Yeah.
No, she claims that no sunscreen is required because you really only need 30 seconds of exposure. And this... And she says, this is not about getting a tan on your bum.
Oh,
so, am I going to give that a go?
Nope.
Fair enough.
Snow FM. When I wake up.
The Chainsmokers, new music on Snow FM at breakfast, Push My Luck, and Simo and Jordan hanging out. 22 minutes past 7, and we're ready to open up the mailbox.
Hey, hey, you, I just sent a message.
No way, did you even see it?
Hey, hey, you should go and read it.
Okay.
Oh, that's some solid Avril covers there, Jordan.
Didn't even realise what I was singing now, but I sung that in two different keys.
It's an achievement, to say the least.
That's how much of a great singer I am.
The mailbox all opened up for you Thursday, as it normally is. You can get in touch via the social media and snowfm.com.au. SnowFM Breakfast Mailbox. What do you got this morning? One from Beck in Threadbow. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would everyone, your family and friends, assume you've done?
Ooh.
Yeah, interesting. I know what my parents would assume.
Go on.
Jaywalking, probably. Like, it's finally caught up with me.
Yeah, I'd say jaywalking for me too.
Yeah, it's finally caught up with me. I've been crossing the road for too long without the... Well, because it's a weird thing, because if you're... I think it's within, like, 80 metres of a pedestrian crossing.
Mm.
You're supposed to, by law, I imagine, use the crossing.
Is that true, or should we throw in allegedly there?
An allegedly is
good.
Definitely
just,
required.
Just to make sure.
Otherwise, my parents will find out that I'm in jail.
You're in jail for spreading
false jaywalking rumours.
Yes.
One here as well from Matt in Cooma says, what is something popular now, but in 5 years everyone will be embarrassed by?
Tones and I.
Oh, you didn't.
Controversial opinion.
You can't do that. She just swept up all the awards last night at the Arias.
Yeah, okay. The American Tones and I, Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't know. I hope they have long careers. No, I like them. I don't know. What will be tricky info? TikTok. There you go.
TikTok.
That weird social media which you can only have if you're a 13-year-old girl.
And Tones and I's on that as well, right?
Is she? I genuinely have no idea.
People won't be embarrassed by her. I was thinking more like Beyblades.
Yeah, but they're not now. They were 15 years ago.
That's the thing, though. We've had a work experience kid helping us with the show this week. Mm-hmm. Turns out they're still doing Beyblades at school.
Okay, one kid still does Beyblades at school. Does not mean they are still around.
All right, so like the retro. Is he cool or is he not cool?
I reckon he's retro.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Which Matt, you can make up your own mind whether that's cool or not.
Matt in Cooma, if you're cranking the Beyblades, you're both simultaneously cool and not cool, according to Snow FM Breakfast.
Yeah.
This one here, I've protected the names of the innocent. Hi, guys. My housemate keeps borrowing my watches without asking. I find this very annoying, especially the analog one. It's my Get Lucky watch. How can I stop him? I don't want to seem uptight. I won't read out who that's from.
It's a weird thing to be nicking from your housemate.
Yeah, well, you've probably got a bit more of experience than I have.
Well, I mean, I currently live in a share house with a couple of others, similar you have done in the past.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally you can just, if you need a little bit of milk or something and someone's, you're just nicking a little bit of your housemate's. But someone's watches.
Yeah.
Like, also, because like in a share house, there's a bit of an unwritten rule that you just don't go into the other people's rooms.
Right, okay.
I assume that he's keeping his watches in his room.
Okay, not
so
in the open.
So that way, who keeps their watches in the kitchen?
No one.
Exactly. So that way, old mate is also going into his room thinking, and also, by the way, he says watches. He has more than just one.
Yeah. Well, that's what it says, the analog one as well. So I assume
he's got an analog one, a digital one, one of those pocket ones, which is on a string.
Yeah.
You know, he's just pocket got watch on his bedside table, just an array of watches, and then next to it, just his phone.
Are digital watches like attractive, Jordan?
I mean, they can be. I'm not attracted to watches, personally. But, I mean, can be, provided they're not, like, one of the ones with, like, Teletubbies on.
Yeah, fair enough. What do we got here? Taking it out this morning, one from Ryan in Berridale. Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm just contacting to see if you're hiring. I'm not sure. I think we might be. Maybe.
Are we? Hang on. Are we out of a job? Is this how we're finding out? Well, are we being replaced?
It says, hi, my name is Ryan. I'm contacting to see if you're hiring. I'm 14.
Okay. I didn't realise that we were hiring children either.
Look, I don't mind the hustle, Ryan.
Yeah.
14 years of age, I assume any income you're getting hold of is tax-free?
I don't know how it works, so we'll throw in allegedly there too.
Yeah. He's a local. We'll have to get him in for some work experience, maybe.
Oh, can we give him a job interview?
Yeah, Ryan, we'll give you a buzz soon, I'm sure, in Berridale. So he says, please get back to me ASAP, thanks. Now, there's no number here, so we'll have to go with the snail mail email that he's left here. So,
is he asking, what position is he asking for? Does it say that?
It doesn't say. It just says that he's contacting us to see if we're hiring.
Because does he want our jobs or some the other jobs that are here?
Doesn't say.
Or does he just want a job?
He wants a job.
Fair enough.
14 years of age, wants a bit of extra cash. Mum and dad's pocket money ain't cutting it.
Fair enough.
That's the mailbox this morning. And you can get in touch via snowfm.com.au.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my message. So read it, maybe.
Lady Gaga, Perfect Illusion, Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out with you, and it's 12 minutes on the way to 8, so something special happening.
Yeah, Simo, on the line is the unofficial star of Snow FM Breakfast. It's your grandmother, your Oma. Good morning, Oma.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're both very well. Thank you, Oma. Simo's looking slightly blushing, I can see.
Oh, yes. Such a nice morning. I just took my dogs for a walk and I'm ready to clean out the trash.
Good, brilliant. Well, it is Oma's bin night. And how's Oppa going this morning? Is he up and about or is he still sleeping in?
Oh, he said he didn't sleep in this morning, so I will take his poached beetroot and eggs to him in about half an hour, and then I will get to the cabbage garden.
All right, well, brilliant. Well, before you get a bit of cooking done for Opa, let's clean up in here.
All right, so Omar, we've got all the news stories that we've been talking about throughout the week. We'll read you the headline. If you wish to hear a little bit more about the news story, we'll pop that in recycling. We can talk about it again. Whereas if you don't, they will go straight into the rubbish bin, never to be spoken about ever again. Omar, are you ready? Are you set to go?
Let's recycle, boys.
All right, I'll kick things off. This one, we actually talked about a little bit earlier today, so it's fresh news.
Okay, what do we got?
But I thought Omar might be interested in in getting her thoughts.
Oh, no.
An Instagrammer goes viral with new butt-sunning trend.
Oh, we need to hear that one, yes. Recycle.
Yes, so we talked about this a little bit earlier on. So this is an Instagrammer, Metaphysical Megan is her name, who claims that butt sunning will help you improve your life and this sort of thing. How she does it is by getting naked outside, lying on her back with her feet in the air with her buttocks facing the sun.
A girl on Instagram shows bare butt. This is old news.
Fair enough, good point. Simo, do you have any stories or shall I go?
Go again, I got plenty to come after that.
Let's have a look. Airline asking passenger to pick their favourite child as a security question.
Ooh, rubbish.
Rubbish, gonna scrunch that one up. What about this home invading leopard captured on camera in India?
Trash,
not a fan of that.
Straight
Omar,
in the trash.
I don't like the spots. They make me feel uncomfortable.
Simo, do you have anything you want to do?
I do indeed. So, Kiss makes a splash amongst the sharks.
Oh, recycle, I love kissing.
She's a fan.
Wait, hang on, Omar. Are you a fan of kissing, Simo, or the band Kiss?
What's the band Kiss?
They're a famous rock band. Have you not? They wear the makeup. Have you? Are you
when
not...
I was young, we weren't allowed to kiss until we got married. So we were banned from kissing. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. Oh man, there's a band called Kiss. It's made up of four guys that wear makeup. I don't know if the four guys actually kiss.
There's a generation gap here. Kiss.
No. Almost confused, but do it anyway. Let's
hit
it.
So you might have seen the band Omar. I know you're not a massive fan of the rock and roll, but Dad, Shane, Dad's a massive fan of Kiss. So that's the one. You remember those photos Dad took with the white makeup, and he had kind of the white and black makeup with the black wig?
Oh yes, the phase.
Yeah.
Don't talk about.
So that band, they came down under and they decided that they would play a big gig. They've cancelled the Australian tour, but what they did was they hopped on a couple of boats out off the coast of South Australia and played to the sharks. So people were doing some shark cage diving, about eight people, and they tried to attract the sharks with the deep bass lines of the band. So how cool is that?
It's cool. It's nice for South Australia to finally have something happen there.
Well, I mean, you say it's nice for South Australia to have something to happen there. I mean, we should say no sharks actually came to watch the concert. They were all scared away by the loud music.
I am unsurprised. Maybe there was only one tram and they couldn't get on it.
Perhaps, you never know. I've got one more story to go, Omar. Company releases candle perfect for a middle child.
Oh, yes. Recycle.
Yes, Omar, so you're interested in hearing this. So this is a company that has released a specific candle with a scent which they say is perfect for the middle child. I love the tagline. It says, go ahead, dye your hair purple. No one will notice.
Oh, no, that's not nice. Omar is the middle child, too. Nobody noticed when I shaved my head and wore broccoli on it.
Omar, do you remember when my brother Nathan, he dyed his whole hair black with purple highlights?
Oh, yes.
He's still got his ID card from that year at school when he decided to do it. Because we're all lovely blonde boys, aren't we, Omar?
Oh, yes. Except for Omar. She's a little grey nowadays, but it's okay.
Actually, I can see a bit of dandruff in your hair, Simo. Maybe not lovely blonde.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us, Jordan. Yeah, Omar, thank you very much for cleaning it up with us this morning. We'll catch you next week.
Love you, boys. Goodbye.
Snow FM Breakfast. Portugal the Man. Snow FM.
FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
The Wheel of I Won What spinning around thanks to McDonald's and our first caller through this morning, Jordan.
Yeah, we had lots of callers that we couldn't get to, so apologies for those who missed out. But it was Oliver who was quickest with the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Oliver. How old are you?
Six.
Six and what? You're a little bit older than six, aren't you?
Six and a half.
Six and a half, right. Yeah, so the half's very important.
Exactly. Hey, Oliver, what are you going to do with your summer holidays from school? What's the one thing you're most looking forward to doing?
I'm not actually on school holidays, but I might want to go to Luna Park.
To Luna Park. Nice. That's a nice little... Are you going to ride any of the roller coasters?
I have went there, and I have already whited the Wild Mouse.
Oh yeah, I've done that. That one's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy that.
You have to be a certain height as well.
Yeah,
so.
it's pretty scary when you go around corners at the top.
I know, it's terrifying. Hey, Oliver, you have to be a certain height to get on those roller coasters, so make sure you wear the high heels just so you can make it through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oliver, do you know how...
I was in Greece, so I had to go there with my papa.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Okay, should we get this wheel spinning? Oliver, do you know how it works?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
sweet.
You make a noise and the wheel goes spinning.
All right, sweet. Yeah, go for it, Oliver. Make it happen.
Okay.
What have we got this morning? Here we go. Hey, what's this? Jordan, what's he won?
Okay, Oliver, so you've won. Perhaps this is maybe a prize for Dad. It's a virtual membership to the gym. What gym is this, Emma?
High Country Fitness in Jindabyne, 1 month's virtual membership. So have you done any virtual reality, Oliver, or anything like that? You have you got like an Xbox or a PlayStation or something like that?
I got a PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'm getting a Xbox this Christmas.
You're getting
Mate,
everything.
He's spoiled. He's going on roller coasters. He's getting Xboxes, PlayStations. Oliver is like your parents adopting.
Hey, well, Oliver, congratulations on the win. So it's a virtual membership to High Country Fitness.
Yeah.
We'll throw in a couple of Macca's vouchers for you. How does
Beautiful,
that sound?
Beautiful, yeah.
He's speechless.
He's like, yes.
That's how amazing the prize is.
Thank you.
No worries, Oliver.
Thank you for the call, Oliver.
Okay.
Catch you, Oliver. What a champ.
What a legend.
Yeah, I reckon he nicked Mum's phone there. Neon Trees, this is Used to Like. Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.